right, this is what's going on with the border. For 6 years, Bush has been trying to get blanket total amnesty, and he's renamed it Guest Worker Program. And you can go read the legislation. Anyone who's here for the next 6 years is legal. Anyone who can get here in the next 6 years is legal. It allows corporations to fly in or bus in unlimited skilled and unskilled workers. I mean, you thought the special visas for skilled workers had decimated our jobs. Just wait for this from India and China and elsewhere. Then on top of it, they added little provisos in there to fool the public. And you'll hear the neocons pushing this on radio, Dick Cheney going on Limbaugh and others. There's a little proviso that if you're a felon, that you don't get the citizenship, you don't get to stay here. But then they added a trap door in it or an escape route, and it says, well, there's a hardship, you've got family here, or a bunch of other issues, you get to stay. They're going to have the immigrants groups, just like they did in 86, run the amnesty program, outsourced by the government. Tens of millions, of course, will line up. It will accelerate tens of millions more. The Border Patrol has already reported record levels coming in all over the Southwest, 2,200-plus-mile border. Bush hired a PR firm with Vicente Fox, the same firm that ran both their elections and Bush's gubernatorial election, to stage all these demonstrations and to mobilize the illegal aliens as a fifth column that they can use to bully the American people. Notice they always give them positive coverage in the press. Any other demonstration gets negative coverage, whether it's anti-war or property rights. They want to discourage Americans demonstrating, but want to promote the illegals demonstrating. The media covers up. The marches are officially called a day without gringos. They call it a day without immigrants, but the AP got it right. It's a day without gringos. They then have the very groups they control go demonstrate against this legislation that Bush is pushing to make it look like it must be good to fool conservatives. It's all good cop, bad cop. And that is what's happened. And but by the time the average American reads the news, here's New York Times, Senate votes to extend fence along border. Boy, they're getting tough. And it says, George Bush has gotten tough responding to his conservative base. Several hundred miles of fences to be built and more border patrol and 6,000 troops in the interim. But the troops, as we told you before we ever made the speech, are for security, just to report to border patrol. There's so many illegal aliens, 50,000 border patrol couldn't arrest them all. They could arrest 1,000 illegals every day, 365 days a year. It'd be less than 1% of the 25 million that are here, with another 3 million coming into the country each year, with only a million that go back home. That's a net increase of over 2 million a year, plus 900 and something thousand legal immigrants every year. So now we're up to 4 million. It goes on and 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 on. And then you read into the article, it goes, some Republicans don't like it, though. They say it's not tough enough. Total smoke and mirrors, total lies, I mean, the very definition of it. And so that's what's really happening here. We'll go to break, start the next hour, go to a few calls, and we got a guest coming up at Walton, Kansas City, and others. We're going to go to you first. Before we end this hour, I want to encourage you to get off the bench, to get in the game, to join us, and to come in for the big win against the New World Order. You got a choice. Be a slave or stand up and fight. If you want freedom, you're going to have to fight. And that means hopefully in the info war, hopefully it won't get physical. We do have a right to defend ourselves and our families, though, and we will take up that right if need be, my friends. You have to be ready for that as well. You have to get your hearts right with God. You need to get my film, Martial Law. You need to get Road to Terror. You need to get Masters of Terror. You need to get Descent to Terror. You need to get Loose Change, second edition I carry. Get all the films I carry. Get the films I've made. Go to Infowars.com, secure, safe shopping cart right now today, and get them. Get my videos and make copies. The power of you getting off the bench and taking action is incredible. If you already have my films and haven't made copies, make copies, please. Go to Infowars.com to order the videos and books off the secure online shopping cart or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or get a 15-cent a day monthly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and download all the films right now to disc. We got high-quality downloads there for you. Great quality to burn on discs, almost TV quality. Give them to people today. PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, third hour, 70 seconds away. Stand by for transmission.